Just coming up to 27 minutes past eight, three men have been found guilty of the murder of gunman Tristan Sherry, who died after he shot a man at a restaurant in Blanchardstown in Dublin on Christmas Eve 2023. That man, Jason Hennessy Sr., later died from gunshots he sustained that night. Three other men have been convicted of offences relating to the murder of Tristan Sherry. The sentencing for all six men is due to take place on the 7th of April. To take us through the story, we're joined on the line by our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, this was a shocking crime. Remind us of what happened.
It was, Maggie. A number of features stand out in relation to it. The level of violence, the relatively young ages of the attackers and the killers, the connections with serious and organised crime and gang violence in North and West Dublin. I mean, the gun attack happened just after 8 p.m. on Christmas Eve of 2023. Tristan Sherry, a known figure in organised crime in North West Dublin, had gone in to kill Jason Hennessy Sr., who's another known figure in organised crime, and it cost him his life as well as Jason Hennessy's life. His killers were all young. The oldest was 22 at the time. The other two were juveniles. As David Ama's defence counsel put it in the court, he was, quote, a 17-year-old boy that night waiting for his Christmas dinner. Noam Hussaini was also a child in law at the time. He was under 18. While the third killer, Michael Andricutt, was in his early 20s. We heard that he looked up to Jason Hennessy as a father figure and referred to him as, quote, me da. The three others who attacked Tristan Sherry that night, Jonas Kabangu, Dermot O'Brien and Brandon Hennessy, were also very young. They were in their teens. O'Brien, too, was also a child in law at the time he was arrested and charged. The murder of Tristan Sherry was brutal. He did come in with a submachine gun, but he was disarmed by Jason Hennessy and brought to the ground, where he was then stabbed, kicked, stamped on, shot, hit with chairs. His trousers and his underwear were pulled off to leave him without any dignity. His killers were found by the court to be, quote, considerate, composed. They paused between the attacks on Tristan Sherry as he lay defenceless on the ground and ultimately died at the scene.
And Paul, what do Gardaí think this was linked to?
Well, they believe this is all part of a vicious murderous feud between Jason Hennessy Sr.'s feared West Dublin criminal gang and the gang that Tristan Sherry was linked to in Finglas, or was working for in Finglas. Both groups were involved in serious organised crime, in drugs, guns, murder, violence, intimidation and really terrorising communities in North and West Dublin. The attack was obviously reckless in the extreme. Two gunmen arriving into a restaurant on Christmas Eve that's packed with families, children, pregnant women. They started shooting. Tristan Sherry had a submachine gun. Jason Hennessy had a child in his arms when Sherry arrived up with the submachine gun firing at him. There was fear, panic, violence, trauma, and ultimately two murders. But the case and others has effectively dismantled what the so-called Hennessy organised crime group in that area, led by the late Jason Hennessy Sr. and its rival Finglas outfit, because there have been a number of related and associated and broader arrests and charges and convictions since then. It hasn't reduced the demand for drugs that they supplied, and the reality is, because of that demand, the gang's places will be taken by others. And also the reality is that the shootings, pipe bombings, assaults and Garda seizures arising out of this ongoing feud are continuing.
And Paul, this was a very quick criminal justice response to this. What does it say about that?
Yeah, I think when people look at it objectively, you have to say it was very swift and very effective. It involved the Gardaí, the emergency services, the State Pathologist's Office, the DPP, the prosecution, defence, and three judges of the Special Criminal Court. I mean, organised crime cases now are by and large dealt with at the Special Criminal Court. I mean, this happened on Christmas Eve. It meant that Gardaí, from the lowest ranks and file up to the Chief Superintendent and Assistant Commissioner levels, were called in on Christmas Eve and effectively then worked out out from the next couple of weeks. They were from Blanchardstown, West Dublin, specialist units in the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation, the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, Public Order, Emergency Response Unit, Armed Support, all had to abandon their Christmas dinners and holidays to work solidly in the new year. But the results of it were seen yesterday. Scenes had to be preserved. Raids were carried out in the early hours of Christmas morning. You had armed Gardaí going into a number of houses searching for evidence where families were preparing for Christmas. There were threats online. The gangs were operating circulating in the social media sphere. There was disinformation, misinformation being sent out. People's photographs were being put up online. Gang members were offering rewards for information in relation to where these people were. And some of these people that were identified on social media were not involved in this in any way, shape or form. Armed Gardaí had to be sent to hospitals on Christmas Eve to keep gang members from different sides apart. Within emergency rooms, evidence had to be gathered and secured early, which it was. Arrests were made very quickly. The DPP was consulted. Decisions were made quickly. 8 people were charged within weeks. Bail was objected to. Many people were kept in custody. The investigation file was completed and handed to the defence. The case was brought before the Special Criminal Court. The men were tried and 7 were convicted yesterday. 6 were convicted yesterday. A comprehensive judgment was delivered by Mr Justice Caridin Naidoo in relation to those 6 people. Another man has pleaded guilty. They're going to be sentenced in 2 months, and I believe there's one more still before the courts, which is yet to be dealt with.
Paul, thank you. An incredible case indeed. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds with all of that detail.